Hello and welcome to the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections podcast, Lockup Lowdown. The goal of this podcast is to provide listeners with information pertaining to all aspects of corrections, one issue or one topic at a time. I'm your host, DOC Communications Director, Susan McNaughton. Today we are joined by Corrections Counselors Tim Strait and Lisa Sheeter, who will talk to us about the impact of crime class at SCI Huntington. Thank you, Tim and Lisa, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we get started, would you both please provide listeners with a brief background of your corrections employment history? Let's start with Tim, and then we'll go to Lisa.
Okay, I began my employment with the Department of Corrections in 2008 as a corrections counselor. I've worked on the units inside the jail and then also a counselor in our outside housing units. For the past 4.5 years, I've been a treatment specialist, and just recently I was promoted to unit manager.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And Lisa?
I started with the DOC in 2005 as a corrections officer, and in 2015 I went to counselor two doing case management work, and last summer, 2018, I moved over to the treatment specialist side.
Excellent. Thank you both for that information. So let's get to the nitty-gritty of the impact of crime class. When did SCI Huntington begin providing the class? And provide us with the details, like how long is it, what information is provided to inmates during the class, and why is the class so important for inmates to take?
Well, first we'll start with why is it important. I think it's very important for the inmates because it gives them another point of view, get to see it from the victim's standpoint or the victim's point of view. We began the program here at SCI Huntington in 2012, and that was with some prior treatment specialists who have since moved on to bigger and better things and also have retired. So the class that Ms. Sheeter is conducting right now would be about, I guess, our eighth or ninth class here at SCI Huntington.
Okay, and how long is the class?
The class is approximately like 30 hours. So we run it here at SCI Huntington. We run one day a week, roughly an hour and a half per session. Right now, the program that I just started last week will be done sometime like mid to late December.
Okay.
And as far as the nitty-gritty, you know, we talk about a lot of the important aspects that are covered in our violence prevention programs also. We talk about the physical, the emotional, the financial, and spiritual impact of crime on victims in hopes that the inmates, again, get that different point of view, different perspective. A lot of them, they haven't really experienced or really thought about how their actions have impacted another human being until they take either the victim portion of our violence prevention program or our impact of crime class.
And how many inmates are typically in a class, and where within the prison is the class held?
We try to get at least 20 inmates, close to 20 inmates. And that's something that we run that group like we would any other of our groups. We would hold it in one of our group rooms.
Okay.
It's in a treatment group room.
Okay.
And I know some of the other prisons, I think they have some larger areas where they're able to hold their impact of crime classes. I've heard their inmate participation is a little bit larger than what ours is. But 20, that pretty much fills our group room
right.
Here at SCI Huntington.
Well, your facility is rather old. It opened before the 1900s, so you're kind of limited, I would think, with some space there.
Yeah, we make do. We do well with what we got here.
Yep. So is the class voluntary or mandatory?
This is a voluntary class. It's all about personal growth. There's no completion certificate at the end of the program, and the purpose for that is we want the inmates to be taking the program for the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hang flyers on the blocks prior to setting the program up. They send us a request slip, and then we screen them one-on-one. We do one-on-one interviews to make sure they're appropriate for the program.
Nice.
And if they know what they're getting into as far as, you know, the emotional involvement when the speakers come in, it is a pretty emotionally taxing program.
Mm-hmm.
in a good way, but we just want to make sure the inmates know what they're getting into. So it is voluntary, and it's for their personal growth.
Excellent. I do have a couple questions, too. How do the inmates respond to the class? And also, if you could give us some details about what some of the victim speakers actually talk about in these classes.
The inmates respond really well to the class. They give us good feedback. It's a lot more emotional, I think, than what they first anticipate. But once they go through the class and they start seeing the speakers coming in and listening to their stories and their experiences, it touches base with a lot of them, and they do get the growth from it, and they are able to see how their crime and other crimes affect the victim and victim's family members.
I would think that a lot of the inmates' reactions would be things like, wow, I never thought of that, or boy, I had no idea how much my crime impacted others. That's the kind of comments that they would make.
Yeah, and they're very thankful. I know I've had some inmates that took the class 3, 4, 5 years ago. They're still here, and they still come up and just say, "Hey, how's so and so doing?" And you know, it's a speaker that they remember coming in, you know, four or five years ago.
Right. So some of those speakers obviously are very impactful. So what are some of the stories that those speakers tell?
We have here at FCI Huntingdon. We cover hate crime, sexual assault, domestic violence, kidnapping, arson, murder, and DUI homicide. And those speakers, they come from Washington, D.C., Maryland, and from other parts of Pennsylvania. So they some of these speakers travel a good ways to get here to share their stories with the inmates.
Wow, that's amazing. And what are the speakers' reactions to the class?
The speakers, they conveyed to us that this gives them a chance to honor their loved ones. It empowers them by being able to tell their experiences, and they know that they can see where it's helping, mm-hmm. you know, helping these inmates realize the impact that they have on victims, mm-hmm. and possibly, you know, keeping further crimes from being committed, or you know, the recidivism rate to decrease.
And I think it's a positive experience for them as well. I mean, some of our speakers, we have return speakers every year, like I said a little bit ago, that travel a couple hours or 3 hours away to get here. So it's a positive experience for them. And in spite of their hardship, I think they're hoping that their story makes a difference, so it doesn't happen to somebody else, or somebody else's family doesn't have to endure what they had to go through.
Right. That's perfect. So tell me what the role is, OVA's role in this class. That OVA stands for the Office of Victim Advocate.
Right. The Office of Victim Advocate, they provide training. Each one of us is going to the training academy in Elizabethtown. And I believe it's been a while since I've been there, but I believe it was a 2 or 3 day training. And they bring in speakers, so they have speakers that come in and speak, victim speakers that speak at the training, so that we know what we're getting into as facilitators. As with the inmates in class here at the prison, that's an emotional experience for us as well, hearing the different speakers in the training. So OVA, they provide the training. They provide us with suggestions for speakers if we need to find some speakers. I know FCI Huntingdon, we've had some speakers that are starting to get, they're getting a little older. They've been coming here for a while, so I think they're coming to an end. But as far as speaking here at Huntingdon, but I know OVA, they give us suggestions for new speakers, and they're always available for support, whether we need help, if we have any questions setting up a group, or any questions as the group is being facilitated. They're always available for that type of support for the facilitators. And I believe recently they also began a workshop for the Apology Bank, which is the inmates, they have this Apology Bank through OVA. They can write an apology letter to their victim. It's sent to OVA. If the victim is signed up for services, OVA will contact the victim to let them know that this apology letter is available for them to read if they wish to read it.
And I would think that there are probably a lot of inmates who, after they sit through and complete the class and hear from the different speakers, are touched by, you know, their stories and realize what they've done and probably want to reach out to their own victims. So I'm glad to hear that there's that apology bank that's available for them should they want to do that.
Absolutely.
So since you've been running the class there, how many inmates would you say have gone through it and taken it?
Just running some numbers, I would say, like I said, we only run the program once a year.
Okay.
And, you know, we usually run about 20 inmates.
Okay.
To group. So we're probably, here at FCI Huntington, we're probably over 150 since we began the program.
And this program is throughout the state DOC, right?
Every institution is required to facilitate the program, and each year when we go to set up a program, we email OVA with our class schedule, and then at the end of the program, we email OVA to let them know that we've completed the program so that they know we're running it. But every institution is to be running it, and it is facilitated across the state.
Excellent. Tim and Lisa, is there anything else that you'd like to share about your Impact of Crime class?
I just wanted to make a note that, you know, to make the class successful, there is a lot of work that gets put into the class before it even starts. Like Tim said, you know, we put out the flyers so we know the inmates will send us requests to say, yes, I'm interested in the program, and then we actually have to put them through a process of interviewing them to make sure that they meet a certain criteria and that they're appropriate for the group.
Right.
And then it's like from there it's scheduling speakers, and each individual crime that Tim had mentioned, we'll spend a couple days talking about that crime in class before that speaker comes in and gives their experience with that crime.
Wow, so that is a lot of work for it. It's certainly worthwhile, and it is work that's in addition to like Tim's unit manager work and also your regular counselor work as well.
Yeah. But it's like you said, it's well worth it just seeing all the positivity that comes at the end of the groups, after the speaker speaks, and even with the speaker. They're an awesome bunch of people to work with.
And it is satisfying. I mean, forming these relationships with the speakers, maintaining that relationship, because as we said, a lot of these speakers come back year after year. So it's neat forming the relationships and being able to maintain these relationships. We have some really good speakers here at FCI Huntington. They're really good people, but it's a pleasure to get to know them. One final thing, a couple years ago, every year, the first week of April is Crime Victims Awareness Week, and we have a couple trees we planted out front of FCI Huntington, and since planting those trees, we've also added a stone plaque in memory of victims of crime, and basically that was something that was brought up in our Impact of Crime class. So that tree and stone plaque was initiated by the Impact of Crime class as far as getting that idea off the ground and running. So
that's wonderful.
That was another satisfying, satisfying event as far as running the Impact of Crime class.
That's
and the stone plaque recognizes victims and their families.
Nice. Because, yeah, I mean, the families of victims suffer as well.
Yep.
I'd like to take a moment here to remind everyone about the Office of Victim Advocate and that there are crime victims' rights that are supported by OVA. If you are a crime victim or a family member of a crime victim, please reach out to OVA to learn about your rights and the services and supports available to you by going to www.ova.pa.gov. Individuals also can call OVA offices toll-free at 800-563-6399, and please know that information is strictly confidential. Tim and Lisa, we thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to give us the lowdown on the Impact of Crime class.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And listeners, you can learn more about the DOC by visiting our website at www.cor.pa.gov. Also, to learn more about Impact of Crime classes and other services provided for crime victims and their families, visit again www.ova.pa.gov. That concludes this episode of Lockup Lowdown. We'll see you next time.